As of yesterday morning, same-sex marriage is now legal in Wyoming. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan has been following the story, and he joins me in the studio today to break down what's been going on. Thank you, Miles, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It feels like the legalization of same-sex marriage in Wyoming went from seemingly a long way off to a reality in a very short period of time. Where did this all start?
Well, that's a big question, but let's take it back first to the federal courts. Wyoming is bound to the 10th Circuit, which is in Denver. And last June, it ruled that same-sex marriage bans in Utah and Oklahoma were unconstitutional. So that applies to us here in Wyoming because that court has authority over us. The ruling was paused until the Supreme Court had a chance to take a look at it. That happened in early October, a couple of weeks ago. And the Supreme Court just said, we don't want to say anything about this. So they didn't actually explicitly endorse the circuit court's opinion, but it said, we're going to trust you guys for now, basically. So that means that now the 10th Circuit Court's law is the law of the land, which means Wyoming in early October was bound to this decision. Wyoming dragged its feet a little bit and did not immediately begin issuing same-sex marriage licenses like some other states did, which means that Wyoming Equality and Advocacy Group sued the state last week, or about a week and a half ago, to force it to follow the 10th Circuit Court's decision. On Thursday, the federal court here in Wyoming ruled that Wyoming had to follow the 10th Circuit Court's decision, and that went into effect yesterday. So it's a little complicated, but basically it all comes from the 10th Circuit Court overturning same-sex marriage bans as being unconstitutional by the federal constitution.
There was a state court case where Wyoming Equality was challenging the legality of the state's same-sex marriage ban. It was going to be heard in December. What happened to that?
Right. Another complicated question. So that case was argued here in the state of Wyoming under the state constitution, which means it's ultimately irrelevant right now. The U.S. Constitution is the law of the land in Wyoming and in everywhere else. And the 10th Circuit Court has said that means that same-sex marriage bans are unconstitutional and states have to allow same-sex marriage. So in the immediate future, it's kind of irrelevant, right? Same-sex marriage is happening regardless of that case. The reason why it's still interesting is the Supreme Court has not yet said anything about same-sex marriage. It just has decided not to rule. So although it's very improbable, the Supreme Court could eventually rule against same-sex marriage. Now, if Wyoming Equality and other same-sex marriage advocacy groups in Wyoming win their state case on state constitutional grounds, that would insulate them from any future Supreme Court decisions. So I know this is a lot of legal stuff, but what's important to know is the case does matter, at least until the Supreme Court explicitly endorsed same-sex marriage. So that's why advocacy groups and the state of Wyoming are both interested in winning that case on Wyoming constitutional grounds.
Miles, you were in Casper for the federal court hearing last week, and you were at the Albany County Courthouse yesterday morning to see the first marriage license be issued. From what you've seen, what has the immediate reaction been like across the state?
Well, Caroline, you know, that's still coming in, and obviously we're still watching that. But as far as I can tell, for advocates of same-sex marriage and advocates of LGBT equality, it's been a joyous, it's been an incredible period, an incredible couple of weeks. Like as you said at the beginning of this, really, I don't think many people were thinking same-sex marriage was coming to Wyoming anytime soon last year, 2 years ago, even 6 months ago. So this has moved very fast, and I think that's thrilling to folks who are excited about that. For those who are not interested in same-sex marriage, their reaction, it seems like, has been a little more muted. There hasn't been a concerted push against this, probably because those in power, like Governor Matt Mead, realize that they're bound to the 10th Circuit Court, and there's really nothing legal they can do about it. So there's not much to say. Obviously, we're still watching this, but it's really a moment for those who are for same-sex marriage.
So does this mean it's all over, that the issue is pretty much decided now here in Wyoming?
Right. You know, I think that's a common misperception that marriage equality means, you know, LGBT folks are on the same ground as everybody else. While marriage brings a ton of rights, it brings like 1,000+ rights and obligations and things that have to do with your legal status in a given state. Right. But Wyoming, like many conservative states with conservative legislatures, lacks provisions to protect LGBT people, that's gay, lesbian, transgender people, from discrimination in things like employment and housing. So it's important to know that you may now be able to be married as a gay person in Wyoming, but you can also be legally fired for being gay in Wyoming. So there are still a lot of things, a lot of divergence between marriage rights and rights in many other fields.
with this legalization, married same-sex couples may be out and visible in certain ways they might not have been before. Does that leave potentially more opportunities for this discrimination in the workplace or in housing, the places gay people aren't protected?
Well, you know, my answer to this is obviously going to be speculation because we can't know. And also, I think it's safe to say most employers in Wyoming, most people are generally tolerant, and we shouldn't assume there's going to be mass firings of LGBT folks. That said, I have talked to advocates and people who identify as LGBT who say, yes, you know, I'm stoked about being able to get married in my home state or having my marriage recognized, but I have to be careful about, say, having a picture of my partner on my desk at work because you never know what people think. And because, however improbable the odds are, there aren't legal protections for LGBT folks in employment and in housing and in other areas. So, yeah, I think for people who, you know, want to get married to someone of their own gender who identifies LGBT, this is something that's always on their mind and will be on their mind in the future until something more concrete is done about this at a legislative level.
On that note, is there an opportunity now to bring that kind of legislation forward that would protect people who are gay from being discriminated against in the workplace?
Right. Well, Kathy Connolly, who's a Laramie representative of the state legislature, this has kind of been her mission for the last couple of years. She's brought provisions like this, I think she told me, every year for the last six. So they haven't made it, which obviously says something about this, you know, the likelihood of these passing. But I was speaking with her recently, and she seemed confident that it has more support than ever this year, and this might be the time that it makes it through the state legislature. So there's definitely folks working on this, and there's advocates like Kathy Connolly trying to get this passed. Connolly said that one of the reasons bills like this had failed in the past is that they were often attached to provisions that would have legalized same-sex marriage. So people would vote down same-sex marriage and vote down these protections. Now that same-sex marriage is the law of the land, that might change things. It might make it more probable for these anti-discrimination measures to be passed.
Miles Bryan is a reporter here at Wyoming Public Radio and has been covering the legalization of same-sex marriage in Wyoming. Thank you, Miles.
Hey, thanks for having me.